Morgan Burnett, and actually Dayton, and James Starks. I just came from the practice facility. They were going through their workout. All three of them look like they're moving, you know, pretty good. So we'll see how they all three of them come out. But I mean, I don't have high concern, but you know, all three of them are, you know, working through those injuries. But I mean, I don't have a read for you yet.
So. Sam's not ready to work out yet, though, Mike.
Sam did some work today. I haven't got the report.
You inclined to just keep Sam out, keep by, Mike?
Well, no. I don't keep players out for games. I'm not if a player can play, he plays. So I mean, it's, you know, Sam's going through a medical situation, and when he's ready, he'll play. Trying to keep our stats down, you know, games missed medically. It's a goal this year.
Mike, what's your message going into this game? Obviously, you guys are playing some pretty good football. You have a nice winning streak going, but you're getting ready to go into a hostile environment with a desperate, dangerous team.
Well, first off, I mean, you know, you look at the Saints. You know, the record's 2-4. You know, 4 losses on the road. And you watch the video; it's not a 2-4 football team. We're very impressed with their team. The breakdowns, you know, extremely well coached. You know, Sean Payton's done a great job with his program down there, and you know, just his personality and the way they play the right way. So it's going to be a big challenge of what they do offensively. It's a high tempo offense. You know, Drew Brees is an outstanding football player. So. You start with that defensively. You know, a lot of pressure packages, a lot of work to do from our standpoint, and playing in that dome. You know, it's the loudest or one of the loudest environments that you'll play in. So the ones we're here in 08, remember that experience and just the energy in the building. So this is a big challenge for us. So we're excited to be playing on Sunday Night Football. I thought the work today was outstanding. This is probably our best Wednesday practice just from an energy standpoint. We'll see what the video shows. But just we're strapping it up. You know, we got a big one in front of us.
Mike, what players do you think would have the best success against a guy like Jimmy Graham? Do you think defensive back or safety or linebacker? It seems like he's a nightmare, whatever way you ship it up.
Jimmy Graham's a tough matchup, no doubt. I mean, and how you play him, I mean, that's really what the game's for. You know, he's a very, very talented individual. Just, you know, as far as the way he attacks the middle of the field, and I mean, use him down the boundary into corner routes and so forth too. So, but he's definitely someone that you have to be smart with.
Mike, is it unusual to see Breeze? You've talked about how good he is, but to have the number of interceptions he has this early in the season, is there anything that you noticed on film that would?
Well, I mean, they've had some injuries. I mean, there's definitely you know, some things that are probably not as tight as they are when you are playing with the same guys every day. So yeah, I mean, trust me, we're not counting on, you know, Drew Brees coming in and not playing at the level that he's played at. So I mean, we're getting ready for, you know, a dynamic quarterback and running a dynamic offense.
What do you think's been different about Cobb the last couple of weeks? Anything at all? Just more opportunities, or what do you think?
I think Randall's, you know, he's back. I mean, he had a great offseason. I mean, you can see that right away. He's getting more opportunities. That's why it's important for him to do the punt return. So, you know, Randall needs to touch the football. I mean, that's a focus of mine each and every week as we start the game plan process. And it doesn't matter how you get it to him. So I think we're doing a much better job of that, emphasizing it game plan wise. And obviously Aaron and Randall have a very good connection.
What did you feel like you needed to do that a little bit more? I mean, you got the jet sweep thing. You had him in the backfield. You didn't do a ton of that early in the season. Was that a concern?
Well, I mean, really, what we did do and what we didn't do in the beginning of the season is, I mean, I think it was really a factor of how the games went. I mean, these the things that we're doing each and every week are things that we've been working on since April.
Mike, do you ever, when you're looking at a game and preparing your plan, do you ever go in thinking, this could be a shootout, or this could be a defensive struggle, or does the game just have to dictate that the way your plan goes?
Well, I mean, I think you go in every game, shoot all your bullets. I mean, you know, hopefully you're hitting them and they're not hitting you. But so we'll see how it goes. But, I mean, I think you definitely, as you put your plan together, you recognize that, you know, the play style of the football team, obviously where you're playing is definitely a factor here. It's on turf. I mean, this is going to be a fast environment. So it's going to be it's an important game for both teams. You know, we want to finish the first half of our season correctly. We're going to try to score as many as we can, and we're going to try to stop them from scoring. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part of your question.
Well, Cobb, I mean, seven of his eight touchdowns have been within the 8-yard line.
Okay.
What has he done as you've walked it back that has allowed him to get open with not much space to work with?
Well, I think anytime you're playing football inside the 8-yard line, there's not a lot of space. We have 22 defenders down there in the tight red zone. I mean, so it's just really a credit to the timing and his ability to separate, to give the hole, the scramble opportunities, to extend the plays, touchdowns are part of that. I think that's a reflection of his instincts and you know, being on the same page as our quarterback.
Like, do you still have friends down in New Orleans? Do you still have connections there, or was that too long?
No, yeah, definitely. Still have a lot of friends. Great memories of working in New Orleans. It was, Tom Benson, his family treated us very nice. Really liked the people down there, you know, blue-collar mindset. And it was 5 good years. Didn't win enough games, but had some excellent moments.
What did that, I mean, this, I know there's a business trip and you're focused on this year's team, but what did that time, when you look back on it, in what ways did that mold you as a coach? We know that your time with Marty did certain things, but what did that time do for you?
Well, I mean, that was a huge opportunity for me personally. I mean, Jim Haslett gave me an opportunity to be an offensive coordinator, so to install your offense for the first time. You know, to play, you know, it's the only time really I coached in a dome. So, I mean, it's different, you know, than, you know, you're playing 10 dome games a year. So, you know, how you prepare your team and what you're trying to get done. It was a great opportunity.
Mike, you mentioned the environment and all that, and obviously your experience with it. Do games tend to snowball there maybe more so than in another dome, or is that something that's kind of particular to domes because of the atmosphere?
Well, I mean, it's about energy. I mean, the flow of energy is important in everyday life, let alone a football game. So, I mean, it's something you're aware of. You tap into it, and it's part of the discipline of going into those environments. It's something that they feed off of, and rightfully so, and they should. They do a great job of it. I mean, their home record stands. I mean, it you know, stands up by itself. I think it was 19 in a row. So this is a tough place to play.
Do you have guys, though, that can take that energy and use it? Because you've gone in Houston on a Sunday night and played extremely well. Last year in Minnesota, you go in, you played extremely well. Do you have the type of guys that can turn that in their favor?
Well, I mean, you look at the challenges, I think offensively, you know, our challenge playing in the noise, we prepare a lot for that. We invest a lot of time. I think it's important as a football team, you know, where you spend your time in preparation and workload, it needs to show up on games. So, I mean, I expect us to handle the crowd noise Sunday night. You know, defensively, keep their tempo. Their tempo is outstanding, the way they roll the personnel groups and things like that. And just the ability to react to big plays, you know, whether you make one, obviously, but more importantly, if they make one. So it's an exciting place to play.
Two more, please. You talked all year about getting your best players on the field, even if they're playing different places than they have in the past. Have you been impressed with what Nick Perry and Mike Neal and Clay and Julius have done when they've all been on the field at the same time?
Well, all four of those guys, I think, are we're definitely hitting the targets as far as how we're playing them. I'd like to get Nick Perry a few more reps if you're just looking at the overall numbers. But it's, you know, it's about utilizing them. I mean, we're not all about that one package. I mean, that's a part of what we do. But you know, it's important to have the rotation that we've been able to do. I think this year has clearly been our best our best process of how we're getting our defensive players in and out of the game.
Mike, it seems like you've been using Andrew Corliss a little bit more getting what you want out of that? Do you get good matchups? Is it sometimes a decoy? Sometimes, is it been effective for you?
Yeah, I think anytime you utilize your tight ends and formation variation, you have an opportunity to gather information. So you also have an opportunity to create potential matchups, whether it's for the tight end or for somebody else. So it's something that we've always done, and I think Andrew's done a good job with it.
Mike, it seems like HaHa Clinton Dix has gotten better and better every week and really assimilated the position maybe quicker than some other guys that have played safety. What do you attribute that to?
I think HaHa is an excellent football player. Is the reason why we drafted him in the first round. I think the program that he comes out of does an excellent job preparing players for pro football. So, but at the end of the day, I mean, you're talking about a very natural, instinctive, tough football player. So I've been very pleased with what he's done so far, and I look for him to take another step this week.
Mike, are you inclined to continue with him and Micah splitting time, or do you think you need to make a commitment?
Really, that's all part of game planning. So, I mean, it's, you know, just like the defensive line, we're trying to utilize our guys the best we can.